Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
8:46 of The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I have some interesting information to share with you folks.
Oh, yeah?
Who in this room, and in that room, sorry, is planning on heading to Germany with me, where the Ukraine speak, for the Buccaneers-Seahawks game?
Oh, I'm in.
I'm out.
Gio, you're in.
100%.
Spanish.
Yes, I'm in.
Joe.
Yes.
Galvin.
Out.
Carmen.
In.
Yeah. I will go to Pittsburgh, though.
Starting October 1st, 2022, you will need to have 3 vaccinations to qualify as fully vaccinated, with the last vaccination carried out at least 3 months after the second vaccination, if accompanied by a fully vaccinated parent, children under 12 who are not fully vaccinated cannot enter with a negative COVID test.
Do you know who doesn't have that?
Enter
Pittsburgh.
Where?
Germany.
Okay.
Those who are not fully vaccinated who will need to demonstrate an important need. Those who are not fully vaccinated will need to demonstrate an important need to travel. Oh, so they're saying if you're not fully vaccinated, it has to be life or death before they're going to let you go.
It's a very important reason.
Yeah. I'm fully vaccinated.
I'm going to see Tom Brady.
You've had 3.
Let me in.
I've had 2 and a booster. And I will get another booster.
The wrong booster, though.
What do you mean, wrong booster?
What
do you think? I just went willy-nilly and stabbed myself?
No. I'm saying because that's what they do. They change it. You got the Johnson & Johnson, and now that one doesn't work, so now you got to get the Pfizer one. And then
you
have
don't
Pfizer,
want the Johnson & Johnson
no.
one.
No.
I'm full Pfizer all the way.
Yeah. Well, now you need the Johnson & Johnson to get
I'll give you my Johnson & Johnson.
we got time. Things could change by then.
Yeah. Just saying. As of right now, that's what somebody sent me. Thinking about going to Germany for the Bucks, then that's what you need to do. And now, Gio, are you still going?
No.
Oh, really? You're not? You were on the cruise.
Oh, yeah. I'm back in.
Do you have the booster? You have 3 shots, Gio?
No. No,
you have time. They have plenty of time.
Yeah,
are you going to get it?
See you in Pittsburgh, Gio.
Yeah. Yep.
Pittsburgh's going to be fun.
What about Miami? Are we still going to Miami?
Yeah, I would go to both of those.
No.
I would
do vaccine
Bucks in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, and then I would do the Steelers down in Joe Robbie or Hard Rock.
For those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah. Heinz Field looks awesome. It's like right there in the river.
Yeah.
It looks pretty awesome. Yeah.
Steelers, I would go to.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I've never been to Pittsburgh.
We can go to Miami, stay with my parents.
I'm not going to Miami.
Sleep over.
The schedule comes out tomorrow night, 8:00.
Yes. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we already know what the teams are. We just don't know when,
right,
playing what, where.
Yeah, right, that's what I said.
Ladies and gentlemen, time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Dear Johnny Depp, seriously? Or should I say, seriously? Listen, we have all always thought that Johnny Depp was a weirdo. Or as we call weird people with money, eclectic. Do I know if he hit Amber Heard? No idea. If I'm guessing, probably not. He seems like a dude that likes to drink and then play you a song that he's working on his guitar where he plays it way too close to your face and stares at you. But then again, I don't know the dude. Do I think Amber Heard hit Johnny Depp? 100%. Why? Because we have all met or dated a girl like that before. You can see it in her crazy eyes. She has the I'm hot and can do whatever I want face. She also has the look of a girl that thinks there's no way a man will hit me back, no matter how much of a psycho bitch face I am. Surprise! Listen, you should never hit a woman. That's a saying that's been around for many years. I have a bit of a caveat to that saying. You should almost never hit a woman. I've seen videos where it has happened, and after seeing it, I have said out loud, well, what did she think was going to happen? Mm-hmm. I have the same reaction when someone pets a tiger, and the tiger goes, ooh, that feels good, but also, chomp, chomp, chomp. Here's the thing, Amber. You're losing. All you're doing is making people like Johnny Depp more into making them dislike you. And those are people that didn't really have an opinion on you before. Before, you were kind of like gluten. We knew gluten was in bread, but nobody really cared until it came out that came to our attention that gluten was a crazy skank that'll poop in your bed. And now everyone hates gluten. Johnny Depp, after this trial is over, he wins. Which I don't even know what he wins besides everyone finding out that he just likes to get drunk and jam on guitar with a bunch of other old weirdos. Johnny will have, and if this is possible, even more hot younger chicks coming at him, telling him, I'd never poop in your bed, or I will poop in your bed if that's what you're into. At some point, Johnny Depp went from the kid that was in 21 Jump Street to the guy that was Captain Jack Sparrow in those pirate movies to just being Captain Jack Sparrow in real life. And now he's just trying to get away from some angry bird that poops out of his ship's crow's nest. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to Johnny Depp.
Poor Johnny Depp.
Yeah, right? See, that's what Amber Heard is doing to everyone, making them go, poor Johnny Depp.
Because I don't know that he's hit her, but it doesn't seem like... He doesn't seem like he did, and it also seems like they may have hit each other, which isn't cool.
Yeah. I read an interesting article. I think it was in USA Today. It was an op-ed piece about what damage this whole case is doing to, like, real domestic violence instances where, like, one person genuinely hates the other one. And the whole thing was about how it's, like, perpetuating this culture where even if Johnny Depp was hitting Amber Heard, now it's almost like you don't take it seriously because everybody's laughing and you see all this footage of them laughing in court and the lawyer objecting to himself.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not, yeah, it's
she's
giving
doing coke on the stand.
Yeah, so it's like you know, kind of illegitimizing this real thing that happens to couples.
She was not doing coke on the stand, by the way. And Carmen, I know you're joking, but even Joe Rogan put that up there. I say this is irresponsible. She's pushing one nostril closed when she blows the other one. I don't know. Wouldn't it be crazy if she was doing coke on the stand?
I don't know. That's the thing.
You don't know.
And she's crazy enough to be like, I can get away with this.
Right. That's how I feel.
Yeah. She's like, I'm gonna accuse him of doing cocaine, and I'm going to do it right here by the judge.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a bat. You know.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself.
I love when they ask him a question. And they go, is it true you had a bowl of cocaine? And he's like, bowl of cocaine. Yes. I mean, like, what? How? He's like, how am I going to get out of this? Nope. Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he gave you that famous, isn't it happy hour anytime? You know, isn't it always happy hour? Like he wanted to be like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but he couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
And he's like, isn't it happy hour somewhere all the time? And people just went crazy for it because they're like, look, that's why people become rich and famous. So they can do rich and famous people stuff. Take pictures on their private jet.
Yeah. It's such a spectacle now, though. It doesn't feel like it's an actual legal courtroom.
Yeah.
Also, who's hurt?
Well, that's the thing is you would think it would be
his reputation.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Yeah.
No, his reputation is not hurt. We always thought that Johnny Depp was a weirdo that had girls that would poop in his bed and he's doing cocaine and playing guitar.
Yeah.
But he did lose roles from it, I thought.
Oh, no. Yeah. Will he ever recover? You know, I mean, he's got so much money, and there's plenty of people that will go, I don't care. Johnny Depp's a great actor. I'll put him in whatever I want.
But if they didn't take it to court, that may not have been the case, because people would have decided with her, and then he's labeled as a woman abuser, and then no one does, and then people don't want to work with him. And that's why he had to go to court.
Sure, yeah.
That's why I have to talk to my wife if we ever get divorced and be listen, you're the mother of my kids. I'll take care of you and give you whatever you need. Don't start doing dumb stuff. Don't start telling people I hate you when I never hate you.
Oh, the worst thing I've ever seen, and you've seen it a bunch of times, where somebody, they have a bad divorce, and they go, the dad's molesting the kids.
Oh,
my God. And that's a lawyer tactic.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I think if you accuse somebody of doing that, and then they're found not guilty of doing that, the person that accused them should serve the sentence that it would
have. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Same with false rape accusations and all that stuff.
People believe it instantly, though.
It's guilty before innocent. Your name is smeared immediately. Well, I told you about the guy that I knew. The guy that I knew was dating a girl, not married to her, and she had two younger daughters, and they said that he molested them. And, you know, this guy went to jail, lost his job, all this stuff, smeared his name, terrible, terrible, terrible. Comes out that the older daughter told the younger daughter that that's what they're going to do to get him out of the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, because even if they come out and they say it, there are certain people who are still going to look at that guy and be like,
oh, 100%. Yeah. It was on a page where it said it. It was on like one of the newspaper articles, and below it was like, how could they let this guy out? He's a scumbag, blah, blah, blah. Mm. The article literally says that he was not guilty, that it was all made up by the kid and this, that, but still people read what they want to read.
Yep. I blame the mom. She taught her kids that.
Probably.
Like,
yeah. Probably.
Kids don't just learn that.
Probably.
Well, also, if somebody has an agenda and they start making up things about you, this guy stole my job, this guy did that,
right.
You've convinced yourself that that's the truth, though it's not the truth. And if you think if you keep saying it and saying it, people are going to start to believe you. Yeah. That's also a problem that some mental people have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the poop in that guy's bed.
It's unbelievable. Like, why anybody would do that?
I'm sure there's already poop in that guy's bed.
Oh, yeah. When this ends, Johnny Depp goes back to being Johnny Depp. What happens to her? Because
she's losing. She's losing for sure. So she's gluten.
Her biggest role was the Aquaman stuff, and they said they've basically cut her out of the entire sequel.
But she's been in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but she's not starring. Yeah, she's not a leading woman in Hollywood.
He's a star. He's a leading man. He's a star. Yeah. He can carry a movie. She has never carried a movie. She's been a bit parts and different stuff.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing she was in was Aquaman.
Which they now cut her out of. Yeah. She's going to do some type of, like, tell-all, this is the real story of...
But she thought she was going to ruin his career, and it turns out it ruined hers.
I mean, when they played the audio in court of her saying, no one will ever believe you, that was game over.
That's great.
Yeah, I think she's fine. I think she has just the same amount of work she had before. She doesn't do the Aquaman stuff anymore, but there's plenty of people that are... She's an attraction now.
Yeah, but she's always going to be Amber Turd. Yeah. Like, that's
but she's an attraction.
Yeah, but I think she's an attraction to lower scale things. You know what I mean?
Like, it's
she's
a clown
not,
show.
She's not a... You know, Spielberg's not going to go, yeah, definitely, let's get her. It's going to be some guy that... You know, it's going to be Mo.
She'll be in the next Toxic Avenger or something.
Right.
Some B-movie, you know?
I have some great news for you. So what's going on with that?
Wet cut,
yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Spike, I want to see Spike's movie.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay for it on that website.
Mo told me that he had like 1,500 downloads.
Listen to me. Mo, I'm in Mo's movie.
Right.
My likeness is in it.
Yeah.
My logo is in it.
Yep.
All this stuff.
These are all true.
Yep.
I'm in a USC film movie that's playing right now, where I'm the narrator to the movie. I think I'm stepping forward into my movie career.
You deserve some compensation for
maybe that's what you do after you retire in radio.
Yeah.
That thought has come up, Calvin. That thought has come up. Time for me to spread my wings.
That's right.
I think so.
Entertain more people than just this little audience.
Let them see that sweet face.
Right. Fly.
I enjoy doing the voiceover stuff. The kid sent me the script.
Do you? you were talking, and then you go, I enjoy doing voiceover
stuff.
No big deal.
The best was introducing Jared. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. You know, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you just get to see, like, Ed Weigel with this great thunder voice that he has. He's just sitting in his room with a microphone and banging all out.
That's the
dream. Must be the greatest feeling in the world.
You want to go on vacation? Good. Take your laptop.
Yeah, right?
There you go.
Ed, it's an emergency. We need you to cut a spot. No problem.
Oh.
Here it comes.
WWE.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I used Galvin's trick the other day where
finger on the pooper?
No. I did a little voiceover for a reel that I made, and like there was just so much noise in my house. Like the dishwasher was going, the washer and dryer were going, you know, and I went into my closet.
Go in the closet.
Shut the door, and I got it, and it sounded good. There was no like background noise or anything like that.
All those clothes in there dampen it and stuff? Yeah. Then you put it in the Adobe and... Put a little compressor on it.
Real damp.
I would have never thought about that.
Yeah.
But Galvin.
Real damp.
It's real damp in there.
What are you doing a reel for? Somebody looking for a new job with Hoppy down in Miami?
Oh.
Hot 101 Hoppy?
No, like an Instagram reel.
Oh, reel. Okay.
Yeah, because Instagram is now paying me to make.
I keep on getting offers.
Do you?
Yeah. It says, do you want to get paid to do reels and stuff? And I'm like, Do I have to show
my
Are
they wiener? Emailing you?
No, no, no. It pops up in my
Instagram. Some guy named Fred.
Yeah. No, it pops up on my Instagram whenever I'm like putting something up. It says, would you like to be compensated or whatever it is for reels and stuff?
Because you have to turn it on.
Yeah.
You have to go like flip something.
But you always want to go, is this real?
Right, yeah.
What's going on there?
You making some money yet?
Yeah, I've made a little bit of money. I'm like, listen, I'm not, you know, able to survive off of it, but it's a nice little weekend.
Side hustle?
Well, nice little weekend fun or something, you know?
All right.
So, yeah.
Good for you.
It's fun, and they're simple because they take like 2 seconds to make, you know what I mean? So.
We do know what you mean.
Yeah.
We hear words that you're saying, we understand.
Processing.
So. I want to know how much you're making. Like, I want to know what, I want to know how much you have to do before you can make a lot.
So, I can tell you this because they gave you like an overrun, like a breakdown. So, basically, the max you can make is 8,000. And to be able to reach that, you have to get 8 million views.
That's 8,000 a reel.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, it's not like, and I've put up, I want to say, about 10 reels since they've like started paying me, and I'm like not even out of the hundreds. I'm barely in the hundreds, I should say.
And who is watching? Is it just our listening audience, or are creeps finding you from all over the world?
So it's a lot of the followers that I already have from our listening audience. But if I do like a trending sound that's going like viral, then it will get pushed up in the algorithm. So if you're scrolling on the real part of Instagram, it might show up in someone's Discover feed if they're liking that sound.
They're trying to take out TikTok, because that's what TikTok
does. Yes, exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so they're finding people who create content and then, you know, just put it out. And it's basically like, hey, the more you do, the more we'll give you money, because they want more content.
Don't forget us when you're gone.
Listen, I'm not going anywhere. You're leaving me. You're retiring.
Influencer.
You know.
Chatty daddy.
It's called...
Under the influence.
Under the influence, influencer. That's a pretty good category.
It's called content creator. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Do you follow influencers in the wild?
Yes.
You don't follow that, Carmen?
I don't think so, no.
It's an Instagram page, and it's people who take pictures of influencers trying to pose for pictures and all that stuff.
That's funny.
It's great because sometimes they get wiped out by waves and stuff. And I got one yesterday. I tried to get a picture of it so bad. I was leaving First Watch, and there was this super hot chick in the lobby with a big hat on and like a little sundress, and she was making her kid take a picture of her. And I looked at my wife. I'm like, in the wild, in the wild.
I saw a video of a guy who's in a bed in the hospital. And it just has written text on the thing, and it says, my nurse is doing a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
And it pans over to her doing the TikTok dance and back to him, and he goes, I'm going to die.
Oh, poor guy. All right. Ronnie D and Billy Wells and Lamangelo, they've started a thing called Deep Inside the Music on YouTube. You can go watch it for absolutely free. And they go behind the scenes deep into the recording of several songs, albums, artists. They do a lot, and they are going to be by today because you people seem to like it. We love it. And they have a live show coming up that they're going to be here to promote. They'll come in at the top of the hour, and we will do that. We still have another chance for you to win $1,000 at 10 o'clock this morning with the new Bone Bonus keyword. We'll give you that before we get out of here. Tampa home prices right now up over 30% since last year. So if you own a home or your investment is paying off, and because of the equity that you've gained, it can be accessed as cash. So you can take that cash, you can improve your home, you can pay off a debt, whatever you want, it's your money. So just be sure to call my friends at American Financing, Farness Home for Home Loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review so you can learn about the options before moving forward and do that with no pressure and no obligation. There's no fees, they're not charging anything to do it, no upfront fees, no hidden fees. I mean it when I say this company is doing what they're doing for you. And they want to help you save up to $1,000 a month, maybe tens of thousands long term. So why wouldn't you want to call them? All you have to do is call 813-906-2060. That's 813-906-2060. Have a 10-minute conversation with a salary-based mortgage consultant, and then they can give you your options, and then you can decide at that point, this is going to be something that's good for me, this isn't, and you can either move forward or not, but I guarantee you're going to do it, and you're going to start saving money immediately. Call 813-906-2060 or find them online at AmericanFinancing.net. It's American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS Consumer Access. .org. When we come back from break, the Deep Inside the Music guys will be here, and we'll go deep, 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 deep next on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.